This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Former TV journalist Yekaterina Donsova was disqualified on Saturday as a candidate for Russia's next presidential election, preventing her from running against Vladimir Putin on a platform of opposition to the war in Ukraine. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Video from the Central Electoral Commission showed members voting unanimously to reject her candidacy on Saturday because of alleged flaws in her application to register. Putin's critics said it proved no one with genuine opposition views will be allowed to challenge him in the first presidential election since Russia invaded Ukraine last February. Dantsova told reporters her team had trouble finding a lawyer to certify the bid after dozens declined. When she said last month she wanted to stand, commentators described her as crazy, brave, or part of a Kremlin-scripted plan to emulate a fair election. In this interview with Reuters in November, she said, "Any sane person taking this step would be afraid, but fear must not win." The Kremlin says Putin will win because he enjoys genuine support across society, with opinion poll ratings of around 80%.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. Iran's foreign minister on Saturday denied U.S. accusations that it was involved in planning attacks by Yemen's Tehran-aligned Houthi movement on commercial vessels in the Red Sea. The White House had said Tehran was, quote, deeply involved in planning the operations and its intelligence was critical to enable the Houthis to target ships. Iran supports the Houthis but officially denies arming the group, which has seized Yemen's capital Sana'a after ousting the government and now controls large swaths of the country. The Houthis have targeted commercial shipping in the Red Sea with drones and missiles. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Beginning in 1978, cooperation between Chinese and U.S. universities expanded for decades, largely insulated from the fluctuations in relations between the two countries. But today, it is in decline. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Washington now views Beijing as a strategic rival, and there are growing fears about Chinese spying. The number of Chinese students in the U.S. is down, and U.S.-Chinese research collaboration is shrinking. Academics are shying away from potential China projects over fears that seemingly minor missteps could end their careers. This decline isn't hurting just students and researchers. Analysts say it will undercut American competitiveness and weaken global efforts to address health issues. Previous collaborations have led to significant advances, including in influenza surveillance and vaccine development. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The English Premier League has its first female referee. Rebecca Welch controlled Burnley's 2-0 win at Fulham. Burnley manager Vincent Kompany called it, quote, a milestone moment. She was applauded by spectators as she emerged from the tunnel at Craven Cottage. Welch has already worked as the fourth official in the Premier League for the match between Fulham and Manchester United on November 4th. She has handled matches in the second tier Championship and FA Cup. Welch has been a referee since 2010, initially balancing the role with her job in the National Health Service before becoming a full-time match official. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said on Friday his government will reinforce measures to contain migration as he seeks to help the United States cope with record numbers of people trying to reach the U.S. border. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
We will boost as much as we can to help maintain an orderly flow, said López Obrador, adding, recently there was an abnormal surge. López Obrador's comments came a day after he spoke with U.S. President Joe Biden. Both agreed that more enforcement was needed at their shared frontier, as record numbers of migrants disrupt border trade. This year, the number of migrants crossing the perilous Darien Gap, straddling Colombia and Central America, topped 500,000, double that of last year's record. López Obrador said Mexico would also step up containment efforts on its southern border with Guatemala, as his government seeks agreements with other countries to manage the northbound migrant flows. Top U.S. officials are set to visit Mexico next week to follow up on the call between López Obrador and Biden.
Freddie Joyner from Reuters. An Alabama woman with two uteri and two cervixes has given birth to two babies after carrying one of them in each uterus. Kelsey Hatcher of Dora, about 45 kilometers from Birmingham, gave birth to two girls on Wednesday and Thursday after a combined 20 hours of labor. Hatcher was diagnosed with double uterus, also called uterus didelphus, when she was 17. The rare congenital condition occurs in 0.3% of women, according to a report published by the University of Alabama at Birmingham. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.